Father, we thank you today. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for all you are. And we thank you for the privilege that you have given us of knowing you, and in that knowing and in that relationship, to make an important part of that our praises back to you. For you are worthy of all the honor and all the glory and all the praise, all the time, in every place, in all circumstances, come what may, in all of it, you are to be honored and you are to be praised, and praise is to be foundational to our worship of you. And so, Lord, we pray today, as we live in turbulent times, as we live in times of much uncertainty and despair, Lord, that we would not be of those who give in to despair, but that we might be of those who praise your glorious and holy and righteous name. The sufferings of this world are not due to you. They are because of man's disobedience, and they are because of the curse of sin. But as your people, our job is to praise you day and night. We have just prayed that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we know that the scene in heaven is one of praise, where you are praised continually and where your beauty and your majesty are beheld. So, Lord, may we, in viewing your beauty and your majesty, may we praise your holy name every day as you give us breath, and that we would unashamedly praise your name before the peoples. Lord, teach us thy praise. These things we ask in Jesus' precious name. And God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. You may find it surprising that in a series on keeping it real and rock-solid faith in turbulent times, and of using those verses from the Sermon on the Mount where Jesus says, whoever hears these words of mine and does them, I will tell you what he is like. He is like the man who dug deep and founded his house on the rock, and then when the storms came and the wind blew and all that, that house stood. But I'm telling you, in times like these, praise has never been a more important item. We can get so bogged down with our own problems. We can get so bogged down with everything that is going on in the world that we take on a negativity about us. And when we take on a negativity about us, what is the first thing that takes a hit in our lives as believers? Our ability or our willingness to praise the Lord. And that should not be so. There was a phrase that became popular by some of the flower children or hippie Christians back in the 60s, but I still like it. The phrase was, praise the Lord anyway. And so they'd have a flat tire or something, and they'd say, praise the Lord anyway. And the wife would be in the kitchen cooking, and the chicken would burn. And she'd say, praise the Lord anyway. And some might say, well, what's that? Well, praise the Lord anyway, because the Lord is worthy of my praise even if the chicken did burn. And he's worthy of my praise even if I did have a flat tire on the way to work. He's worthy of praise if I did just get bad news from the doctor. He is worthy of praise. And his worthiness of praise is not dependent on my little old world and the little old things that just happen to be happening in my own life today. He's not responsible for any of that. He wants to get me through that. And I will say this, that whatever that may be, with a spirit of praise and worship to the Lord, we'll get through it a whole lot better than with a spirit of despondency and despair. And so as people of God, we've got to learn praise. And not just when we are in the company of God's people, not just when we are gathered as we are today, not just when we have an MP3 to guide us on our way in some song of praise. Some of the best praise is what comes straight from your heart. What is it that you love most to hear from the lips of your little ones, 2, 3, 4 years old? Something they memorize at school, or something that they deliver straight to you from the heart? Mommy, I love you. Daddy, I love you. And so praise, secondhand praise, isn't a real good thing. Canned praise isn't a real good thing. Not really, because praise is something that comes from the heart. And as believers in a world where we are surrounded by nothing but negativity all day long, everywhere that we go, we have got to take our stand and say, I will not be a participant in that. I will not be a part of that crowd. And I will be one of those who will be in praise and worship to my Lord every day. Not just in the assembly, but in my private life. And that's really the focus of this message this morning. It's not so much that we would praise Him when we're here. I think that's why we're here. I hope that's why we're here. But in our private lives, in the day-to-day things, that praise would become an embedded part of what we do and who we are, just as much as brushing our teeth in the morning. I hope you brush your teeth in the morning. Just as much as getting dressed in the morning. Just as much as whatever our routines are, that praise would become just as much a part, because it is so important, and it is not to be ignored. So if you are among those who like to fill in the blanks on the little thing here, now would be the time to get that. And let's just look at a few basic observations about praise in the life of the believer. Number one, praise is fundamental to worship. Praise is fundamental to worship. No praise, no true worship. We can come to our churches and we can go through all the little liturgical stuff and everything. We can go through the whole service, whether it's 30 minutes or 90 minutes, and not really have worship. Because fundamental to worship is praise. And praise is what comes from the heart unto the Lord. And so praise is a very, very fundamental part of worship. It's not the only part, but it is a very, very important part. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. I wonder what would happen if one Sunday morning all our SNCC people came in through those front doors and with nothing but praise on their lips for the Lord. But that's really what it says we need to be doing. But praise is fundamental to worship, whether private or in the group. Number two, praise is both something we do and an attitude. It's not just one or the other. Some think of praise as something we do. Okay, it's time to praise now. But they don't really have that attitude of praise about it. Some say, well, it's an attitude, but they never really get around to doing it. Well, I think it's both. Praise is something we do, but it is also an attitude, and it needs to be both. You say, well, which is first? I don't know. Which is first, the chicken or the egg? Which is first, you know, just doing it or having the attitude? I don't think it's always the same thing. But let me say this. If you get up in the morning and you're a little out of sorts that particular morning and you don't really feel like praising that morning, does that mean that you should forego praise that morning? No. I think you go ahead and do it. They say that you cannot change an emotion through a thought process. The only way you can change an emotion is through an action. So if you go ahead and start praising the Lord because verbally and out loud, because you know it is the right thing to do, I am saying to you that at some point you do love the Lord. You just, your flesh doesn't want to do it. That's what's resisting you, is your flesh. You actually do it. You begin to do it. Then, all of a sudden, it believe me, the feeling will come. I was told by somebody, our little grandson Austin has been in Upwards basketball recently, and there's another family in the church that has their little boy over there, and I'm told that the very first time they took him, he screamed, he hollered, he stood over in the corner like this, and all of that, and they were just so pained to leave him. Well, guess what? Today he loves basketball, and in one recent game, I think he made 13 baskets. But suppose it said, well, he just doesn't feel like it this morning, poor thing. But you see, he had to be made to do it. And then at some point, then it followed. But do we only praise the Lord, or let me say that, is it only proper to praise the Lord when we feel like it? I don't think so, because I think for some of us, we'd never get around to it. No. We need to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's just like a lot of other things. If you can't do it because you feel like it, then do it because it's right. And then maybe later on, also you'll do it because you want to. But anyway, it's something we do, and it's an attitude. It's both. Number three, praise is both the result of and the road to deliverance, freedom, healing, wholeness, and victory. It is both the result of and the road to. You say, what do you mean by that? Well, there are many psalms where he says, Lord, deliver me, and I will praise you. And a lot of times we are moved to praise because of something the Lord has done in our lives, because of some great deliverance he's brought. And is that proper? Absolutely. When the Lord does something good in our lives, then we should celebrate with praise. That is the proper response. So it is a response to deliverance. But suppose I am bowed down. Suppose I am stuck in a daily grind. Suppose my life in the natural has no joy whatsoever. What is my road to deliverance? May I submit to you that the road to deliverance is praise. I challenge you. If you make praise a part of your day, I'm not going to ask for a show of hands. There just might be some people in this building this morning that have committed yourselves to some kind of aerobic exercise 30 minutes each day. Suppose you were to take 30 minutes each day to praise the Lord. That 30 minutes belongs to the Lord, and it is just for praise. During those 30 minutes, you're not asking, you're not begging, you're not pleading, you're not even praying for other people. You are simply praising the Lord. Do you think that would make a difference in your life? Do you think that it would make a difference in your attitude? It is hard to be praising the Lord and then be all down in the mouth and depressed at the same time. Praise is the road to freedom, and it is one of the best kept secrets in the kingdom of God. So if you want to be set free, praise is your road to deliverance. I can tell you that. And Jesus stood there that day, there in his hometown, and he read that passage. The Spirit of the Lord is on me. Now, this was written by Isaiah hundreds of years earlier. Because the Lord has anointed me, what? To preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. You know any brokenhearted people? To proclaim freedom for the captives. Do you know any captive people? And I don't mean in physical chains. You know what we're talking about. And release from darkness for the prisoners. To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Favor and grace are two very similar words in the scripture. And the day of the vengeance of our God. To comfort all who mourn. And to provide for those who grieve in Zion. Listen to this. This is what the Lord wants to give you. To bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes. Now, how many of you would rather have a crown of beauty than some ashes on your head? In those days, if you were going to grieve, then you would shave your head, and then you would put a bunch of ashes on it. That's what you did. But a crown of beauty, that's a different thing. Oh, and the oil of gladness instead of mourning. Which would you rather have, the oil of gladness or mourning? Some people go around mourning all the time. They haven't even had anybody die, and they're still mourning about everything every morning. And a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. Which would you rather have? Now remember, we're doing an exchange here. We're taking one away and we're replacing it with the other. May I submit to you that until you replace the one with the other, the first will remain in place. So if I want to get rid of the spirit of despair, or the spirit of heaviness, what I've got to do is put on the garment of praise. And then the spirit of despair will go away. But in spiritual terms, there's never a vacuum. You're either going to have one or you're going to have the other, but you can't live in neutral zone when it comes to spiritual things. And so this is what the Lord wants to do in each and every believer. Number four. These are just, you know, I chose the letter P here because it seemed to fit. But here are some, just a few things that praise is. Praise, under number four there, A, is powerful. Praise is powerful. Praise is powerful. Let me tell you something. Wherever on this planet that there is a blood-bought, blood-washed, blood-cleansed, blood-redeemed child of God in active praise to the Lord, there is a positive energy zone. For lack of a better term. And if the Lord was looking down to him, it probably looks like a bunch of little lights coming on. But I'm telling you, wherever there is praise going on, real praise from true believers, that is a positive energy zone. You're not going to find doubt there. You're not going to find destruction there. You're not going to find despondency there. You're not going to find bondage there. You're not going to find any of that there because praise is powerful. B, purposeful. Oh, yeah. We praise with a purpose. It's like an assignment. It's like what we were made for. Don't think of praise as purposeless. If you think that, then is all that stuff that's going on in heaven all the time purposeless? This is maybe the highest purpose of all right here. And so we praise the Lord with purpose. We don't just, you know, we're not just hitting the air or whatever. No, no, we have purpose in our praise. It is very intentional. Let's put it that way. C, proper. Understatement of the year. Praise is proper. It is the proper thing to do. Our God is worthy of honor, is he not? Our God is worthy of all the glory. Our God is worthy of all the praise. What's improper is not giving him the praise that is due to him. That's what's not proper. Praise is proper. D, praise is possible. You say to me, what do you mean by that? Of course it's possible. Let me tell you what I mean by praise is possible. There are things that we cannot do. How many of you here this morning can fully understand God and all his mysteries? Huh? How many of you here this morning can repay the Lord for everything he's done for you? You can't do it, can you? You could spend the rest of your life doing everything 24/7, getting sleep deprived and everything else, every good work, every deed, everything, and would you ever be able to repay the Lord for what he's done for you? You can't do that. But one thing you can do is praise him. And so we need to praise him. You don't have to have a doctorate to praise him. You don't have to be a certain age in order to praise him. If you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, this is your distinct privilege. And while there may be others praising him, he wants your praise too. Amen? Absolutely. Stuart Hamlin wrote a song, "There's a place in God's heart meant just for you. No one else takes your place. No one else will do. His heart is yearning for your love too. There's a place in God's heart meant just for you." And this applies to praise. So there are others praising him. Oh, well, there's others praising him. Oh, yeah? What about you? Does he want to hear from you? Absolutely. And he will bless you. He will meet with you. In those praises, he will meet with you. E, profitable. I don't mean if you praise the Lord, then tomorrow you're going to have $50,000 in your Chartway savings account or Bank of America, whoever you do business with. I don't mean that. But praise is profitable. What I mean is praise is not a waste of time. Far from it. There are few things that we could spend some time doing that will be as profitable in the long run as spending some time in praise to the Lord. Like I said, those 30 minutes, if you take those 30 minutes and you give them to the Lord in praise, you will see that come back to you in ways that you can't even imagine. So praise is profitable. It is healthy. It is good for my physical health. It is good for my emotional health. It is good for my spiritual health. It is profitable in every way. And while I'm praising the Lord and enjoying His presence, He may just empower me or show me something or send me to somebody to be a blessing to. It is profitable at every level. And ultimately, yes, pleasing to God. It is pleasing to Him. He loves, He inhabits, it says in one place, the praises of His people Israel. And spiritually speaking, all of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, we are spiritual Israel. Number four, praise should be as much a part of our daily routine as any other activity we engage in daily. We need a daily routine of praise. Now, some already have a little devotional time. I don't know how many, but I would hope in a church this size there would be some who have a little devotional time each day. Some of you may have a time each day for reading the Bible and reading the Word, and we're certainly for that, and we're going to keep on. There's nothing that can take the place of that. But somewhere in that day, whether it's 10 minutes, there needs to be a time that's for praise. It's not for Bible reading. It's not for study. It's not for other things. It is simply for praising the Lord. And we need to make that a part of our daily routine. Do you only eat once a week? It needs to be part of our daily routine. Question. This is my question to you and to myself and to any of us. If our God isn't worth praising continually, is He worth praising at all? The great God who made everything, who knows all. How many believe He knows all? He knows all. He's all wise, all loving, all everything, everything. Is He not worthy of our praise continually? If He's not such a great God as to deserve my praise continually, then maybe He doesn't deserve my praise at all. And you know how ridiculous that is. So yes, my God is worthy of continual praise from my heart, from my mouth, and from my lips. I wrote this, and it'll be on the website. Why do we praise Him? Why do we praise Him? We praise Him for His power, His beauty, and His majesty. We praise Him for His provision, His protection, His blessings, and His guidance. We praise Him for salvation, for redemption, and for His deliverance, all works that only He could do. We praise Him for His wisdom, His righteousness, His faithfulness, and His love. We praise Him for His perfection, righteousness, and holiness. We praise Him for being all-seeing and all-knowing and omnipresent. We praise Him for His absolute sovereignty, His absolute purity, His absolute holiness, and His never-failing faithfulness to His people. We praise Him for His revelation of Himself in the written Word and in the person of His Son. We praise Him for the hope of heaven and for the comfort we receive in present trials. We praise Him for His mercy, forbearance, and patience with us when we are disobedient, inattentive or ungrateful. We praise Him for not dealing with us in keeping with our sins and waywardness and multiple transgressions. We praise Him for the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit and for the peace that surpasses all understanding. We praise Him for each new day, for the breath of life, and for the joy of serving Him. We praise Him for calm in the storm, faith in the trials, and reassurance when we can barely hold on. We praise Him for wiping the tears from eyes and giving us hope. We praise Him for blessings past, present, and future. We praise Him for a risen Savior and an empty grave. We praise Him for the joys yet to come. We praise Him for not leaving us to our own devices and for grace greater than our sins. We praise Him that He loved us enough to send His Son for our deliverance. We praise Him for an intercessor who intercedes for us before the heavenly throne day and night. We praise Him for His intervention in our lives when we've exhausted every recourse and finally turn to Him and say, "Lord, help." We praise Him because He takes the time to hear the prayers of little children. We praise Him for the new people He has made us in Christ and for who we will be when we stand glorified and perfected in His presence. We praise Him for being simply the great I Am. That's why we praise Him. This is one of my favorite songs. I'm not going to sing it. Some of you have heard it. Probably hear it on the radio. Praise the Lord. Russ Taft sang this a lot. When you're up against a struggle that shattered all your dreams and your hopes, been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested schemes, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears, don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Praise the Lord, He will work for those who praise Him. Praise the Lord, for our God inhabits praise. Praise the Lord, and those chains that seem to bind you will serve only to remind you that they fall powerless behind you when you praise Him. Satan is a liar, and he wants to make us think that we are paupers when he knows himself we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. Remember, Jesus Christ has risen, so the work's already done. Praise the Lord. He will work for those who praise Him. Praise the Lord, for our God inhabits praise. Praise the Lord. And those chains that seem to bind you will serve only to remind you that they fall powerless behind you when you praise Him. Would you take a minute and praise the Lord with me? Father, we thank You today. We praise Your holy name. We praise You for Your righteousness. We praise You for Your purity. We praise You for Your holiness. We praise You for Your perfection. We praise You for all that You are and who You are. And You are the never-failing God. And You are the God who sees us wherever we may be. And we praise You for that fact, that You love us and that You care for us and that You are willing to be involved in our lives. Not only that, You want to be very, very intimately and actively involved in our lives every single day. And yes, You do want to break the chains that bind us. And one of the ways that You will do that is as we learn to praise You, as we learn to acknowledge Your reality, that You really are, number one, and number two, that You really are everything that You say You are, and that You are to any of us what You are to any and all of us. You are our deliverer. You are our Savior. You are our keeper. You are all those things, regardless of what circumstances we may be going through. Father, we praise and magnify your holy, righteous, and wonderful name today. Our hearts are filled with praise to you. Our hearts overflow with praise to you, O Lord. And we have not words to tell you how much you mean to us, and how many times you have delivered us, and how many times, even in a given week, you have saved us from things that possibly we did not even know that the danger existed. Father, we praise your holy and righteous name. And so, Lord, today we come and we do ask one thing today, and that is that you would give us hearts of praise and that you would teach us to praise you in the midst of our circumstances, for when we do, those circumstances have no power over us. We thank you, Father, and we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. And God's people said, Amen. May the Lord teach us to praise him.